Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Price, a.k.a. Rich Sister, and I welcome you to another edition of Thoughts for Vision, inspirational topics to help get you through life. Thank God for this opportunity. I thank the creators of Blog Talk Radio, and I thank all of you out there for listening today. If you need any info about me, about Thoughts for Vision, there's one place and one place only for you to go to, and that's what I like to call my one-stop shop. Check out my website, www.jackieap.com, if you need more info about the blog, about the radio show, social network pages, if you want to donate to Thoughts for Vision, whatever have you, whatever you need, that is the one place to check out, my one-stop shop. Once again, check me out at www.jackieap.com. Check it out. I want to welcome you all here today. Hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you're at. Those of you who are listening by whatever means necessary, by phone, by show page, whatever means, thank you so much for tuning in today. Today is another Vision in the Spotlight update. So happy to have this wonderful gentleman back on the show. Some great things going on in his life, and it is so great to have him back. Before, of course, I bring him up, I want to read you his bio. For those of you who may not remember from last time, I definitely want to read his bio. Sir Charles Carey is the only change management strategist in the USA that shows people how to design a life of uncertainty into a life of defining moments. He uses a customized program titled 7 Defining Steps to the Cure Your Business, to the Cure for Your Business and Existence. His keynotes, trainings, and breakout seminars have allowed him to reach people in a personalized yet unique manner. If your organization needs a shift in morale, customer service, or communication skills, Charles' certifications and experience speak to his ability to add value to your needs. Charles has faced environmental and life-threatening challenges and proven that in spite of it all, you can have success. Charles is an Amazon bestseller and has vast experience in training, presenting, and facilitating, including ION TV, CBS, NBC, NBC, Radio 1, the Department of Education, the Federal Reserve Banks of Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, and Detroit. In addition, Charles Carey has become well known to professionals at various levels. Affectionately known as Sir Charles, many private companies and nonprofits have benefited from his insightful, intuitive, and powerful keynotes and trainings. His warm personality connects with audiences on all platforms. His creative background has made his platform presentations enjoyable and informative. As a change management professional, Charles places emphasis on defining and executing clear processes to meeting objectives. He creates an opportunity to see, hear, and explore what actually works and what makes the difference to create a winning team and a winning environment. As a 2-time cancer survivor and having conquered the battle over substance abuse for the past 17 years, He has not only successfully transformed his own life, but he's helped transition the lives of many others from around the country. As a change management professional, he's been instrumental with government employees, community, nonprofits, private companies, and youth organizations in the New York Tri-State and youth in the D.C. metropolitan areas. His passionate speaking style is totally engaging and motivating to his audience, and his topics are truly heartfelt. Homeland Security and the Service Quality Institute have certified Charles. In addition, he's also been a member of Toastmasters since 1998 and the National Speakers Association since 2006. And I'm happy to have him back on the show to talk about a new reality show that he is involved in. So without any further ado, I bring to you the man of the hour, the one, the only, Sir Charles Carey. Hey, Charles, so glad to have you back on the show.
Rich Sister, I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you so much.
And you have so much going on. And let's just get into it. Let everybody know about the new reality show that you're involved in.
Well, actually, you know, how it all started, my mentor, Dr. Willie Jolly, you know, we've go back maybe about almost 15 years now, and he has a bunch of mentees. Of course, I am one of many, but one in particular I remember hearing about, and his name was Delatoro McNeil. So I was taking a class in D.C., and I happened to run across this gentleman named Delatoro, but I didn't know his last name, and I started asking, what's his last name? What's his last name? You know, I was asking my other classmates at the time, and a few of them didn't know. So I said, is it McNeil? They said, yes. I said, whoa. I left all of my classmates, my peers, and I went back to the classroom to speak to him personally. And we just hit it off right away. And the funny thing was I called Dr. Jolly that was telling him that I was with Delatoro. And he said, listen, man, you got to come to my conference. And I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe. This was taking place in D.C., and his conference was taking place in Tampa. So, I really wasn't sure. I kind of put it off. And he called me again and asked me, was I coming? So I decided to go. Conference was phenomenal. And in the midst of the conference, as it wound down, he extended an invitation to some people that wanted some extensive training. Now, Delatoro is the 32nd top speaker in the world. So to be in his presence, you know, there are nuggets you're going to get. You're going to get nuggets even without trying, just simply because of the caliber of his expertise. Anyway, I committed to participating in this exclusive training and to find out that it was also a reality show. It was just a wonderful, wonderful experience. To tell you about it, if you've seen reality shows like The Biggest Loser or, many of the other housewife shows, and you see them drive up in the limousine, it's their first day in the house. Well, that's what it was like. You know, you drive up, get out, you got your bags. Cameras are right there the moment you get out of the car, trying to find your room. I mean, it was just surreal. But it was one of the best decisions I've made in my professional life. I can tell you that for a fact. There were nine of us, nine speakers, trainers, authors, and coaches. And, we developed some serious relationships in that week's time. You know, the backgrounds are very diverse. One woman has swam Alcatraz. Another guy is a pastor. I'm an overcomer of substance abuse and a two-time cancer survivor. One woman is an anti-domestic violence advocate. I mean, you just have some really diverse people that are part of this project. Some are older, some are younger, obviously. Some are black, some are white. I mean, a true mixture. So it was just exciting to be a part of something like that, you know. I never thought I'd be a part of something like that. I would definitely want to tell you more, but throw some questions at me, Jackie. I would love to definitely fill in those blanks with some pertinent information.
Okay, because I know from just because I did my just as I was going over it, I mean, it just seems like a really great opportunity for those who want to get into public speaking, because I like what, because I had the opportunity to check out one video where Mr. McNeil was talking, and it's really great. And like they said, that's got to be one of the greatest fears is public speaking, because you hear that a lot from people. I'm like, you know, they say, oh, I can't talk, and, you know,
yep,
in front of the people. So, what would you say from your standpoint as to how to make people more comfortable with public speaking from your experience?
Well, you know, there are a lot of approaches that help people to become more more comfortable. And one of the things is to realize if it's something that's related to your work, well, obviously you're going to have to do it. If it's a desire but you're just not sure how to start, then I would say consider Toastmasters as a entry-level opportunity to break down the speaking game. You know, Toastmasters is an international organization that teaches you step-by-step how to begin the process, and you work at your own pace. I think it's a wonderful organization. Many of our professional speakers have come from Toastmasters only to evolve and take their speaking careers to the next level by becoming members of the National Speakers Association, and that's something I've done as well. But, you know, there's so many different tips I can give you on public speaking. For instance, if you're afraid of public speaking, one of the best things to do is speak about something you know, because that cuts your fear down, because you're already comfortable with the subject matter. So that's one of the most important things to do. Don't try to become such a professional at something that's over people's heads or above your own head. Speak about what you know, what you've experienced, you know, what you do, what you have done for a long time. That should make it a lot easier.
There you go. And to give you more of about the show, the keynote, I want to play this. It's a 3-minute video, so bear with me, but I want to play this to give you all an idea about more of the show, the keynote. Take a listen.
Welcome to the keynote. I'm Della Pearl McNeil II, peak performance expert, best-selling author, and renowned keynote speaker. You're getting ready to journey into the lives of 9 people from all across the country who are coming to spend the week with me in this multi-million-dollar mansion so I can teach them how to become full-time speakers and authors, trainers, and coaches.
Public speaking is still the number one fear in America, Canada, and other parts of the world. You're about to journey into the lives of 9 brave souls from extremely diverse backgrounds who all aspire to become professional speakers and authors in the lucrative industry of personal and professional development.
I really want to leave my day job. It's time for me to take that next step.
I believe that this is the moment that I've been waiting for.
these nine contestants seek to learn how to build a successful full-time speaking empire from a master mentor. Delatour McNeil II is an internationally renowned peak performance expert, convention keynote speaker, best-selling author, and television personality. He has delivered over 3,000 paid professional keynote presentations all around the world and has been featured on dozens of worldwide television networks.
Let's change lives in 1 hour. Can we do it?
Yes. I'm thinking that it's not about me, it's about them.
It's an amazing feeling afterwards. I can't even begin to explain the feeling that I got from it.
One life, you've done your job. These nine contestants have come from all across America to have the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be mentored by one of the best in the business today. They'll spend 5 days and nights in this multi-million-dollar mansion, being treated like royalty and enjoying the opulent lifestyle of top professional speakers, all while being trained, coached, and mentored by Delatour McNeil himself. They all have one goal in mind: to become the keynote. Each contestant hopes to prove to Delatour that they have what it takes to earn a coveted keynote speaking opportunity at Delatour's annual Leaderpreneurship Conference, the Full Throttle Experience. Over the course of 5 days, these contestants will be learning insider secrets as Delatour shares his coveted 12-step blueprint for building a million-dollar speaking empire.
Not only is he great, he pours his greatness into other people.
With a good learning process, you know, being with your peers, although it is a competition.
While being coached and mentored by Delatour and his esteemed professional colleagues, these contestants will be pushed to the limits as they are tasked with impromptu challenges, exercises, and experiences that will get them one step closer to being Delatour's personal protege for 1 year. Who will crack under the pressure? Who will win the hearts of their audiences? Who will overcome their fears? Who will become the keynote?
And there you go.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful.
That's your keynote is all about. And, of course, you heard towards the end the voice of the one, the only, my special guest today, Charles Terry. So just what was it like? Share with everybody a little bit about what you experienced on the show, and just tell us all about that.
Well, you know, you're very excited to do something like this, because reality shows are a very big part of our lives today. On every single network, there's at least one, if not two, reality shows, whether it's primetime television, cable networks, et cetera, or even independents. Even actually reality shows on YouTube and live stream. But, you know, like I said, you know, you arrive, you're excited. First of all, you're excited because you're doing something most people, millions of people, I should say, spend time doing every day, watching television, watching reality shows, watching repeats, checking all the drama. So you're amped up, and, you know, you really don't know what you're going to do or what it's going to be like. But we were in a mansion in Tampa, Florida. The mansion had a club in it. I mean, we had a personal chef every day. We had masseuse, cameras all over the place, so you're always on. And after a while, the cameras kind of go away. You don't pay attention to them because you've gotten used to them. But, you know, to wake up and be told, okay, today you're going to go to 20 miles away and you're going to do a 20-minute speech. What? No preparation, right? Then you come back in the evening and maybe you learn some of the nuances about the business, the behind the scenes ins and outs of the business. Maybe another day you're working on a project that, you know, you're working with each other and you don't know the other participants, because we came from all over the country. We didn't know each other. We may have seen each other once or twice and on a conference call, or seen each other at the conference, but we didn't really know each other. So now you were learning how to work with other people. You're working and learning team building skills. You know, then all of a sudden another day you may be told, hey, put a speech together. You have 5 minutes to deliver a speech and you're going to speak for 5 minutes. So what? I mean, every day was a different challenge. every day was, you know, it was like bananas. It really was. It was bananas. Because not only are you thinking about what you're going to do and trying to pull all your resources or things you know to execute and be professional and, you know, make it sound right and present yourself right, you know, you're learning other personalities. There was really no downtime. You know, the mansion, not only did it have a club, it had a pool hall, an actual swimming pool with sauna. I mean, you have all of this in your everyday existence for a full week, and you're doing everything. You are enjoying the process, but it's just almost mind-boggling to realize that you're actually doing it. You know, you wake up to breakfast from a chef, you know, and you haven't got the crust out your eyes. You know, you're thinking, wow, what is today's challenge going to be like? Then you go back to your room and you get dressed and you maybe do some learning. You know, you get some of that special training from Del Toro. Then he says, great job, guys. After today's sessions, you're going to go to a Toastmasters group in another part of Florida, or you're going to, you know, you're going to do something totally different. You know, I mean, it was just, oh, man, so exciting. And, you know, we have speakers, we have coaches, we have authors. It was just, man, all I can say is it was a wonderful experience, one of the best choices that I made in my professional life. Now, there are two seasons. Two seasons have been recorded. I'm from season one. Season two was a different group of people. Some of them I was vaguely familiar with. And we had enough footage to take to some of the television networks like Bravo, TV One, OWN, BET, you know, different networks. And the networks, they love the quality. It's television quality, very professionally done, clean. The process, the editing, clean. All the stuff is really good. But here comes the but. They wanted to incorporate.
I know the but. But let my right. audience in on it.
They wanted to incorporate the typical drama. They wanted to know, was anyone sleeping around? They wanted to know, was the executive producer sleeping with anyone? You know, was there any catfighting, any, you know, challenges with, you know, the participants that they went at each other? And there was none of that. This is an authentic, inspirational, positive reality show. And we stood behind that because just like we branded it, it's real people with real stories. I don't know personally too many people that swam Alcatraz. I don't know too many people personally that have had domestic abuse and they bounced back and now they're spearheading a woman's movement on it. They're single mothers. They're pastors. They're cancer survivors. I mean, these are people that we all have heard of, seen, or that we know. And we're exposed to, and we're around them each and every day. And that's what makes this so unique. You take people with those backgrounds, and you put them on a national level, you're going to tell me that you can't sell that? You have got to be kidding me. I know
they don't want to sell it.
Right.
That's the real issue. They don't want to sell it because the drama is what? Providing the what? The key
well, negative sells, but I know that
positive. You know, and all the negative stuff. You know, they want to see all the negative images.
That's right.
That's what sells, supposedly, but I happen to think differently. We need some inspirational, real, positive reality shows because, I mean, that's why I don't watch reality shows. I mean, the majority of them, like I said, are negative. And I don't want to watch that, but I would watch a show like The Keynote.
Right.
Something positive and inspirational and encouraging and being encouraging to people no matter really what field they're in.
Well, you know, they say that the media controls our thinking and our decision-making. And they're right because most of us, we watch television, and whatever they show us is what we decide to associate with, whether it's where to bank, where to eat, what to buy, and what's popular, what's funny. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Through the media, the mass media, radio, television, internet, we're being dictated to. We're being told how to perform, how to function, how to respond. And this breaks the mold. So no one wants to take a chance on something that's different, well, at least so far anyway.
I guess y'all going to have to mess around and start your own network.
Well, that's what we're going to do.
Inspirational network. I can see it now.
We're going to put it out as a web series, Rich Sister. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's something that should be on television.
I totally agree.
And I pray that the mold gets busted somehow.
Right. Yep. I am totally with you. I just know that with the state that the country is in, even the world, we need an influx, an infusion of positive energy, positive ideas, positive programming. And that programming can come in many facets. Definitely entertainment is a good way to easily get people to look at things a lot differently, because people are already looking at television and, you know, movies as a pacifier. So if you slip in something that's positive, you're going to be teaching them how to redesign and reconstruct their thinking without even telling them that that's what you're doing.
Yep, there you go. There you go. But I'm just so, just definitely want to say, you just so proud of what you're doing and what you've accomplished. Like I read in Bible, I don't know, Bible, the bio, two-time cancer survivor, and
I mean,
you are proof positive to never give up.
Well,
no matter.
Know.
The challenges facing you, you are just walking an example of that.
And not only in my own life, but I think the show will show people that these are people and these are circumstances that we all heard of. We know someone that's gone through, you know, some of these same sets of circumstances, and if they can go through their circumstances and still bounce back, they have the resilience to come back and still forge ahead in life. What is it that you cannot do? There is no limitation on you except for you. So, you know, we want to encourage people. We're not the best and the only ones. We want you to see that we were able to overcome our circumstances, and so should you, and so can you.
Oh, I mean, everybody has come from anybody that appears and looks successful. They came from humble beginnings.
Right.
That's the bottom line. And despite the challenges that they went through, they were able to take that extra step to persevere and to, you know, deal with the challenges that they face.
That's
to
right.
Get where they wanted to go. And that's in everybody if you are willing to tap into it. You got to be willing to tap into it and face the challenges and not let things stop you.
Well,
you know,
I think
the first problem you run into, you want to stop. You got to go beyond that.
That's right. I think anything worth having is worth working towards and working for. When I do my webinars and workshops, especially the signature workshop, 7 Defining Steps for the Cure to Your Business and Existence, that's an opportunity through self-discovery for the participant, the listener, to really get in touch with themselves, you know, to really bring out the best in themselves. At least if you can't bring the actual thing out, bring out some of the signs and some of the small parts that will lead to your ultimate success. And you may not see the big picture right away, which is fine. That's why you either sometimes get your information from a book or you get your information from a coach or mentor so that you can have someone help you pull out the things you refuse to pull out of yourself. I tell you, it makes a world of difference.
Oh. Well, we got a few minutes left on the show. Definitely, I want you to take this time with any last and final words, and please give everyone your contact info so they can reach out to you.
Absolutely. My website is SirCharlesCarryInc.com, and Carry is spelled C-A-R-Y, so that's Sir Charles, CARYINC.com. And whether you're interested in some of the books or what I've done and where I've done it, you can find all that information there on my website. Highly encourage you to check out the website. We've rebranded, we've restructured, we're ready to take 2016 by storm. We're ready to go out there with a new sense of purpose and add value to the lives of as many as possible. So, and on social media, everything is Sir Charles Carey, as it's one word. Facebook, Twitter.com / Sir Charles Carey, Instagram.com/ Sir Charles Carey. Same thing with every major Facebook account. It's all Sir Charles Carey.
Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Charles. It's so great, always so great to hear from you. So glad that you were able to come back on the show today. And I just say God bless you, and I wish you all the best in the world in everything you do.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me again. And as a added a point of value, I'd like to give a gift, basically, to your listeners, those that go to my website. If you want to get one of my books, that's either one, doesn't matter, The 7 Defining Steps for the Cure for Your Business and Existence, use the code, the promo code, CURE, C-U-R-E. Put that in when you make your purchase, and you get a 25% discount on what you're purchasing. If you're interested in the Courage Facing Mortality book set, use the code COURAGE, all lowercase, both sets. COURAGE for the Courage Facing Mortality book set, and CURE, C-U-R-E, for the Radiate the Brain and Change the Game book sets. Okay, and you get a 25% discount from both of those products.
Well, you all heard. If you want that info, definitely, definitely, definitely check that out.
Yes, please do. Please do. And thanks again, Rich Sister, for having me coming on the show. You know, once the show actually begins to debut, maybe we'll talk again and I could, you know, give more particulars about, you know, what's happening in the show as we literally bring it out to the masses. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, please do. You're welcome back at any time. The door is open to you always. Please come back at any time.
Well, I thank you so much, and you have a great day. Enjoy the holiday season.
Okay, and you too. You do too. Take care.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. And that is the one, the only, Charles Carey. Motivational speaker, author, and so much more. Just so proud once again of everything that he is doing. And just a big, big thanks to you, Charles, for coming on the show today. And once again, if you want to keep up with Charles Carey and everything that he is doing, definitely check out his website. Once again, that is www.sircarryinc.com. Once again, www.sircarryinc.com. That is his website for any and every info that you can have about him. And definitely keep on the lookout for the reality show called The Keynote. Just definitely let's keep that in prayer for everything to go right with that. We pray that positive shows like this get exposed to. And I'm pulling up the, let me see. I want to refer you to the website in which you can keep up with the show. I'm seeing a website. It's www.thekeynotecampaign.com. But that's the website if you want to keep up with the show, The Keynote. Once again, www.thekeynotecampaign.com. Let me see. Check that out. Okay, that's the page that's leading to their. Although the see they had an Indiegogo campaign. That's actually the website to their Indiegogo campaign. Now the campaign closed on November the 30th, but you can still get info there about the show. The info is still there, okay? And you can read about the show and check out some videos, and it'll inform you all about that great show. So once again, that website, www.thekeynotecampaign.com. That leads to their Indiegogo campaign page. Like I said, campaign closed, but you can still just go there and read about the show. And once again, for more information about Charles Carey, once again, his website, www.sircarryinc.com. Once again, www.sircarryinc.com. Once again, Carry is C-A-R-Y, Inc.com. And check out more about Charles Carey, okay? And that will do it for the show today. Thank you so, so very much for tuning in to the Thoughts for Vision radio show today. And remember, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Once again, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Take care. You have a wonderful day. And I will see you on the radio Sunday. Actually, tune in Sunday. And I'll let you know Sunday is going to, you're going to be hearing on that end, on the Caliwood Media Network end. I'm going to be replaying the interview on that end with Jacquez McNeil. So that's what you're going to actually hear this coming Sunday, December the 13th, on the Caliwood Media Network end. And to go there, you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood, that's C-A-L-L-Y-W-O-O-D, Media Network. And that's the show that's going to replay on Sunday, December the 13th. That is my interview with Jacquez McNeil. You had the opportunity to hear it on this end, and I welcome you to listen back to it in the archives if you like. But I'm going to replay that interview this Sunday on the Caliwood Media Network end. So stay tuned for that. So, once again, enjoy your day. Take care, and God bless.